A Hustler Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Hey, welcome everybody. How you doing? This is Jim Ferguson from A Hustler Spirit Radio. I want to welcome everybody listening for the day. Definitely enjoy everybody tuning in. I want to welcome all of my co-hosts, Judy, Greg, Ken. How you guys doing out there today?
Doing great. How's everybody?
All right. Doing good. I've had some things go on this week. I've been very busy. I've enjoyed myself. I've been doing quite a bit of research, and I have wanted to talk about some subjects today, and I'm so happy you guys are with me to join in on them and give me a multiple aspects of these subjects. And basically, I'm going to recommend a book, an author that I truly, truly love, Stuart Wilde. And this book is called The Force. And I recommend this book to whatever level of metaphysics that you're on, that you get this book. It really breaks down quite a bit of things that I truly, truly enjoy reading about. And it basically gave a detailed account of the operation, the engagement of how universe engages into what we do. It also talks about giving descriptions of why there is a evidence that we see on this plane of suffering, why there, unless, you know, until you figure out these laws and figure out the things that you need to change in your life, if you don't get these things right, you continue to go through suffering and non-prosperity. And I think, you know, the book was just such a breath of fresh air that, you know, it gave a detailed account of example. And one of the examples was the fact of that this gentleman was walking through an alley. And in walking through this alley, he got mugged. And he got mugged. The guy pulled out a bat, and a guy beat him with the bat. And the guy took his wallet and left him there. Okay? And then the scenario was basically to a point of, if God is active on a metaphysical side, then why isn't God acting on helping that person with what went on? You know, why? You know, where's God at? I mean, what's going on? I'm getting my behind beat. I'm hollering. I'm praying. Nobody's helping me. What's going on with that? So that question has been asked throughout history. I'm not just bringing this up now. But that question of an active God has been brung up. Now, in trying to follow with the subject matter of what we're talking about today, and this basically going to be talking about the law of attraction. But in the law of attraction, you know, there's laws that govern certain things within this universe and certain things in nature. And until we understand and obtain knowledge of these laws, you know, a lot of things that happen in our lives, we're going to look at as coincidence. We're going to look at as chance. You know, we're going to look at it like that. But the more metaphysically knowledgeable you become, the easier it is for you to see things in a perspective that puts you in control instead of putting you as a victim. So back to the scenario, and he made a statement saying, okay, I'm going to explain to you. Spirit, and you guys come in and comment on a metaphysical side of, you know, your perception of this, and you tell me how you feel about it. He basically said, and I definitely agree with him on it, he basically said spirit was all around that whole activity. God was all around that activity. But what happened with the activity is that you make a statement saying God was in the baseball bat. Yes, God was in the wallet. God was in the money. God was in the alley. But, and this is a perspective that I had as a young child, that God set things in motion. Universe set things in motion. Infinite intelligence, in saying that correctly, set things in a perpetual motion governed by laws. Now, this is me saying this after I walked out of church. And I said, there's no use in me going back because I'm not feeling these things that these people are whipping. Y'all may jump up and down and feel that you got this or feel that this is it or base your life on waiting and sustaining and not making no move, but this ain't for me. And the statement was, the quote from the book, if I'm getting this, you know, quote the best that I can, was the fact of that infinite intelligence, the all, God, force, whatever you want to call it, will not infringe on your right of choice. Now you would say, what do you mean? That means that that person, that man, made a choice to go down that alley at that particular time. And because of the ultimate love that God has for us, that infinite intelligence has for us, it will not, and I say it will not infringe on our rights of choice. And I think as a whole, to start the show off, if we look at that, the fact of what happened there, and bringing truth into what happened there, we can also see how the law of attraction works.
I've got a
question.
There
are laws given. Now, one person can go to a scenario and say, okay, well, let's bring it, let's dummy it down and let's bring it up. Okay, dude walked in the alley. Now, I'm pretty sure it's a grown-ass man, and this is coming from, I believe, to be a true story. If not, it's a scenario that we can all place ourselves there. You've got a sense of awareness if you're not drunk, and the man didn't say he was drunk. You've got a sense of security when you're going through there of a lack of, depending on what you're carrying. I mean, you can't a 44 Mag Desert Eagle. That's a whole nother thing. You ain't have nothing but your hands and you're not equipped with martial arts or fighting skill. You're not really putting yourself in the right position. Is that not a choice? That's a choice. Now, if you're going there with your wife, you're going there with your kids or with your girl and you're walking from a club, you need to be aware of these things. It's a choice. We can start all the way from going to the club, going to the bar, leaving home, whatever you want to do, it's a choice. Now, you get there, you got a choice to give in, or you got a choice to whip that guy's ass, take a bullet, or take that baseball bat from him. Either way, it's a choice. So, in saying that, and we looking at that, we can apply these things into the law of attraction. Now, what I say by that, and what I mean by that, Evan, is once we understand the laws dealing with where our conscious minds are set, what are we majorly thinking about on the majority of the side? Where is our conscious levels? Where are we vibrating? Are we on the lower planes, lower vibrational planes where this negativity is coming? Are we on the higher planes? Are we bouncing back and forth, giving mixed signals? Because everything that is in our lives is because of our consciousness.
That's what my question is, Jim. Jim?
Yes.
My question is this. Are these people interacting with God on a daily basis, or are they just interacting with God when they need Him, when they need Him to pull them out of a situation?
Well, most people pray in a situation when they're under despair. But the great thing about the law and the great thing about all the laws, whether you believe or you don't believe, whether you talk to your God, whether you don't talk to your God, if you have understanding or a non-understanding, if you fall within the planes of those laws, it's going to work. That's just the love that, in my opinion, universe has for us. It's for believers and non-believers that are alike. So you can be an atheist. And if you happen to just quick into these laws of prosperity, you don't quite understand. Maybe you do understand how the laws work. Maybe you do, and you're just not giving credit to a supreme source. That's okay, too, because guess what? It's set up for all. Set up in rotation, set up in momentum, set up in circulation. If you jump into that river flow, regardless of what religion, if that's the case, then universe would depict and say, well, I'm going to let Christians in, and I'm not going to let Muslims in. Well, I'm going to let Muslims in, and I'm not going to let Jews in. It doesn't make a difference what it is, because we put that stick on religion anyway. You see what I'm saying? Back in the day when I started,
Go ahead.
Jim, may I add something here?
Yes, please.
For a sec, because I just finished teaching a class on this. That guy that walked down that alley and that thing happened to him, God was with him. because that guy needed that lesson to wake him up. Every lesson is to wake us up.
Perfect.
God helped him walk down that alley so that guy had a chance to wake up his consciousness. Everything is a wake-up call now. We are wired for enlightenment. Everybody on this planet is wired for enlightenment. And if we don't get it, God's going to put you in a situation where you do. Look at his life.
Right.
And take a look at himself and the choices he's made.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. That point that you said, now, he did talk about that at the end of this quote. Now, he said that. He said, when you look at it, and when we look at things on a metaphysical side, we look at them not as one dimension. We want to look at it as a multiple dimension. Now, my situation would be in this, and this is how I felt even as a child when you start getting into the universe itself. Yes, God is within everything. God is. But here's what the point that I'm seeing in some metaphysical definitions and some metaphysicists are saying, that because of the highly vibrating source of God, God will not engage in these lower vibrating things. This is why the strife and the struggle is there without any action that you have to do only on yourself, meaning you have to get yourself out of the rut. You're not going to just be mysteriously pulled out of the rut. You've got to do the rut. And the laws are set that where if you look at it like this, and he kind of placed it like this. If you watch TV and you're watching a television station and it's showing 20 million people starving. Now, you're in a custom-made kitchen in a $600,000 house with Viking equipment, Viking stove, sub-zero freezers full of food. You've got six levels of food you're about to cook, six different entrees you're about to cook. And you sit there and look at that TV. Now, your heart will say, whoa, man, that's rough. That's rough as hell. Damn, I hate that for them. But then your reality is not changed, not one bit. Because when you flick that channel or you leave that channel on and you spin back around to a table reaching from here out to the street and you've got food, fruit, desserts, and all of that, are you faded? Are you at all affected by the fact of, other than your consciousness, you know what I'm saying? Are you affected in that totality of those people halfway around the world not eating? You got food on your plate. So they basically were saying was, when God looks at that, God feels it, feels your strife, feels your hurt, feels your pain, but will not take from itself to go down to that level. And I look at it as, because these laws are set in motion, that it doesn't have to go in and engage into those things, because the laws are set up for us to learn from. They're not set up for punishment. They're set up for liberation, to liberate us into becoming the creators that we have to be. So God, being the coach that it is, if you're playing football or baseball or basketball, the coach is not running up and down the floor with you. The coach is telling you got to run these laps. And in running these laps, you're going to get trained, you're going to get in shape, and I'm going to show you systematically how you can beat the other team. That's what a coach does. Coach not going to have a heart attack because you had one. Now, I ain't seen a coach yet have a player fall out and the coach fall out. So we look at God, infinite intelligence, in that same way, that nothing is set but to hurt us, but for us to learn from, then we can take another perspective and get away from that, oh, I'm jacked up, I can't believe God let this happen. No. You let it happen because of choice. And that mentality of waiting, or that mentality of blaming on another entity like a devil and all the rest of that stuff all complies into the basic format of what I wanted to say today, was the fact of that we need to take a look at these systems that are in place to disguise how universe actually works. So that whole story was a baseline to say we need to get down to the substrates, to the beginnings, to the exact materials of how this universe works, How does it work so we can work it, not get worked by it? See, we said this many times before. We're not meant to be slaves on this plane. I believe that within my heart. We are meant to control, to rule, to master on this plane, but to serve on the other two planes, the mental plane, the spiritual plane. We are to serve on those planes. But in this plane, man, we are to command. We are to move. We are to create. We are to help. We are to assimilate. We are to do all those things. But because of the things that we have exposed ourselves to and the rhetoric of religions and the rhetoric of false teachings, and then not only the false teachings, I look at it as another level of false teachings with a knowledge of the false teachings. Now, to me, that's the worst of the worst. That's the worst. When you know what you're teaching is a falsehood, and yet you give it to a people knowing, not only give it to a people, but you beat it into a people. You force it into a people. That's off the chain, man. That's an off the chain deal. So today we're going to get into some scientific. I'm going to have my people that's with us today. We're going to get into this deep, but I just wanted to set the tone. And then we may not all agree on some things, and that's fine too, because under debate, we're not going to argue, because we metaphysically know that there's no argument, but we can debate and we can give opinion, because guess what? This reality, our reality, how we feel about things, how we feel, is basically opinion anyway. You know what I mean? Everything is based on opinion anyway. So I want to get down and I want to get into each and every one of you guys' minds, and I'm going to welcome callers to call in. You can get us toll free at 888-228-4494. Now, if you call in and that line jumps to busy, you're instructed to wait on that line. It may buzz through, and then we go from there. But I'm going to also give you a direct line, because a lot of people will call on cell phones, and a lot of people will call which you have a free long distance. I'm going to give everybody a direct phone number. It's 530-413-4511. That's a direct line, and we are open for comments about that. We are definitely open for comments about that. But now, anything that you guys want to add to that, because I definitely want to jump on that. And I do want to say, Judy, you're 100% right in my opinion. Yes, God was present in it all. But going back to my scenario of what I said, that God looked at it, felt it, but will not infringe on our choice. And that's something that I really want to talk about. But we're going to go to break. We're going to come right back.
All night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Hustler's Spirit Radio.
I think we got a hot
topic
today.
Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, and Greg.
Welcome back. We got a real hot topic today. It's dealing with the laws of attraction, but we're also going to take it down to our personal opinions and what we feel metaphysically happens when we see struggling, when we see what majority of society thinks as tragedy, what majority of society thinks as chance. We want to really get in there and really talk about those subjects today, because they're important, especially if you're going with the belief of the economic status of right now. And I think right now is where we all need, as a conscious world, a uplifting, a spiritual bending awareness change. I think that is so very important. There's so many people, they want prosperity, but they're confused with how to go at prosperity. They're confused because they can't seem to shake that television. They can't seem to shake that energy that is given from gossip. They can't seem to shake that energy of the mental status of thinking right, wrong, good, bad. I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't be making that much. I shouldn't be. And all of that crap is just stifling expressions within ourselves. So we want to talk about some of this today and for the next shows. We want to be talking about this because this is a subject that so many people are basically excited about. But it's also, it can be one of the most misunderstood laws. Now, in my personal opinion, and you guys can come in and agree with me or disagree with me, but I think that the law of attraction, that this law is one of the strongest laws that binds what we see as reality today. I think it's, if not one of the strongest, it's the strongest law. So, in my heart, that's what I feel. I definitely feel that. And today, I've got some things online that I wanted to share with some people, with everybody listening today, and some technical terms that I want you guys to jump into and talk about it. And we want to get into that. So, the next thing that I want to talk about is, and I don't know if I talked about it yet, but that the law of attraction has many labels. So, you know, people go through labels, and I've just run over a couple of the labels, and you guys can comment on those if you want to. One of them is success consciousness. You hear a label that's basically dealing with the law of attraction. The law of magnetism, the power of thought. You know, when you hear terms that way, you hear Bible terms or biblical terms or terms passed on from generation to generation, like you reap what you sow. You know, your parents would tell you that. You know what I mean? So those are the type of things that you can start seeing the laws of attraction in their working atmosphere out there in the public when people are actually talking about that. Now, but I do want to mention a couple things dealing with that on a scientific basis. And this one website, I love this website, and basically it's saying, under given a approach of quantum mechanics into the area of the law of attraction. So, and I'll read this quote right quick as far as what it says. Quantum mechanics has proved that the role of the observer, that's us, that's the soul going through the human experience, is of paramount importance, the highest level importance in determining reality. And then they give a scientific proof of, and I know you guys, Judy, Greg, you're probably familiar with this one, the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. And the principle proves the impossibility of predicting the position and momentum of a particle, and that the mere act of observing changes both. There is a law of agreement that operates in the universe. Things are the way they are because we wish them to be so. Now, that's very, very important to me. And I'll read another one, and then we can kind of go over that and give some of the people listening a little bit of detail about that. Now, the next one would state the holographic universe. A physicist, Alan Aspect, discovered that under certain circumstances, subatomic particles, such as electrons, are able to instantaneously communicate with each other, regardless of distance separating them. The University of London physicist David Bohm believes Aspect's findings implies objective reality does not exist. Okay, that's going with the solidity, something solid, and all the rest of that. And despite its apparent solidity, the universe is at heart a phantasm or a gigantic and splendidly detailed holograph. That would be dealing with that illusion state. And I think that's something that people can think about and research about. And then in Russia, they have found out that Russian research shows that human DNA can be altered by thoughts, words, and frequencies. Now, if that is not off the chain, and I read that article, and it basically was saying that certain words, regardless of the language, certain words and frequencies scientifically have proven to alter DNA. Now, what they did was they said that Western philosophy or Western science said that 10% of the DNA strand structure is of use. 90% is what they call junk DNA. Well, the Russians went in and took a look at the junk DNA and determined that you can alter that without going in and changing anything directly or physically with DNA. So that brings the aspect of love, that brings the aspect of consciousness, that brings the aspect of vibration in, that also brings together the whole philosophy of affirmation. That alone, they say, will go in and explain intuitive psychic abilities, self-healing, that will go into the Reiki healing, matrix healing. It goes into all. So scientifically now, they're proving that how you vibrate and the vibrations itself, the love that you have for what you're trying to do with intentions concentrated, can change your reality. This is science. And this also gets into dealing with the morphogenic fields and saying that thoughts are potential forms. So, and Greg and Judy, this is probably more on the line of you guys, and I'm going to try to skim through this right quick. They're saying that morphogenetic fields are basically non-physical blueprints that give birth to forms. And according to its founder, the biologist Rupert Sheldrake, a morphic field or morphogenetic field is equivalent to electromagnetic field that carries information only, not energy, and are available throughout time and space without any loss of intensity after they have been created. So, and I'm asking you guys this, are we looking at our thoughts going out there and staying out there and not dissipating? Any one of you guys want to comment on that?
I can give you an example of that that I had happen to me today. I got up this morning and decided I need to re-edit my page, my web page.
Yeah.
I put a prayer out to God. I said, I want to edit my repage, but I don't know anybody to do it. So I go into work today. The little girl where I work, I just happened to mention to her, I said, do you know anybody who does web pages?
Right.
She said, I do.
Right.
By 3 o'clock this afternoon, she had completed a whole web page for me.
Oh, my God.
It's beautiful. And all I did was put the intention out there, knowing it was going to happen.
There you go.
And I asked her, I said, how much are you going to charge me? She said, $20. I said, you're kidding me.
Oh, my God.
She did the whole thing. I said, honey, I'm paying more than $20 for this.
Oh, my God.
All I did was put out the intention this morning when I got up in a prayer. People
exactly.
really underestimate the power of prayer. Prayer is a connection into God.
Yes, it is.
And because my intentions were pure and I want to help people, because that's my whole drive, it was done. I did nothing except put out my intention today.
Well, you're scientific proof of that now. You have a scientific proof of that right now. Greg, you know what you're saying?
And the same thing to add to that, getting into the scientific and the quantum physics, they say the particle does not exist until you start looking for it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It appears when you start looking for it. So that's exactly what, and that's manifestation. And that's exactly, once you pray and you want that intent to happen, look what happened. Judy prayed out that she needed to find a web designer and it was handed right to her.
See,
so that's
now,
what,
you know what?
That's what I was saying to you earlier about, was God Was the people praying to God all the time, or were they just praying when they needed his help? You see what I'm saying? That's what I was saying. I'm always in thankfulness. I'm always trying to, how can I serve today? You see what I mean? So once you're in that state at all times, things start manifesting instantly. And that's why I was telling you, and you know that, every light I come up to, it's green, or I come to the red light, and within 3 seconds it turns green for me.
Exactly. And I say, exactly. And you look for that, and you believe that that's going to happen, and you send that energy out there, and it times you up in a way that you're going to exactly do what you set to do, because you believe in your heart that you can do it, and it will happen for you.
And that's why you manifest. When you set up your day and you put your feet on the floor, you say thank you, and you start planning your day ahead. You're already visualizing what you're seeing. And they've done this. Olympic teams have done this. Track runners, they actually visualize them seeing them running the race in their minds before the race and winning the race. And they've hooked themselves up to EKG machines, and every muscle is firing as they're visualizing. They're actually going through the race in their mind. Their muscles are firing, and it's documented.
That's right. So I read an article.
Your mind is very powerful.
Like yes, it is. Very, very, very powerful.
It's like when I do hypnosis for people. I take out all their old mindsets and put in a new picture, and they literally run their lives by the new picture I put in their mind, and they change the whole thing.
Exactly.
Right there on
the
spot, because it's going into the subconscious mind that's the creator of everything.
There you go.
Our subconscious mind creates our reality. If we had bad programming, that guy in that alley had bad programming in his subconscious mind. He was expecting that to happen.
There you go.
And it happened.
Because he created it. He created it.
Years and years and years of those types of images fed into his mind, he just created it.
Exactly.
He didn't have another choice.
You right quick, too. Because we think about it today, that we're going to get it tomorrow, but because there's no time and space, there's nothing there, that thought that you put out there, it might be 20 years before it's created.
But Jim, if you're putting it out there that you are going to have it happen, it's never going to happen. It's always going to be next year. That's why you have to say it has happened now, and you're already thankful that it has happened now. That's where the past is the past, as I said before. The future is the future, but the power is in the presence of now.
Right.
And when you
state
that and you believe that, I know, but
what I'm saying is, going back to Judy's point said that was in his subconscious mind. What I'm saying is that people sometimes think that because I have vibrated that way, and I'm not saying every thought that goes through your mind is enough to imprint onto the universe. Collectively, if his mind was over there, he could have thought about that 3 years ago. So when this act happened to him, he may not be able to understand where did law exist in the act. And I've seen that in people, in talking to people. You'll say, well, why did this happen to me? I said, there's no action that happens that's by chance. So some kind of way, we've got to recognize law with what happened to you. So when you go back, that's what I'm saying by not the past being the past, but the fact of if we're dealing with the morphic fields, we're dealing with a thought form that's out there that never dissipates. So that goes back to if you go into your biblical texts, or you go into your sages, or you go into your ancient scrolls, the first thing about that is be careful of what you think. Be in control of that. Be in control of what you say, because those vibrations, those thought vibrations and word vibrations, they don't dissipate. So if you're talking a whole bunch of crap, they stay in there. So they go out there and they're just like, man, it's just like energy that's potential. So guess what? When activated, the only thing I'm saying is people sometimes say, well, shit, I didn't think about that. That was 10 years ago. But to universe, there's no time space. There's none of that. There's no time in a sense that you can say it's, you say something and it's going to happen the next day. It can happen the next decade, but yet have you identified it? And that's what I wanted. Now, Ken, I ain't want to cut you off, buddy. Now, what you want to say?
No, I went through something similar, the same thing today. But one thing that I want people, if you're out there listening, just, you know, if you stay concentrated and focused on what it is that you definitely want out there, it will come, because odds been trying to generate something. I've been going through some excruciating changes, and it, nothing seems to work right. But if you stay on a positive mode and stay with a smile, good intentions in your heart, it, things that what you ask for, even if you put it out there and you stay focused on that, it guides you right there, and you will get it. Definitely get it.
I would like to add something to that. You said you were going through excruciating changes. If you change that word to "I'm going through some amazing changes,"
yes,
it's like adding jet fuel to it.
But I feel
you have to watch your language.
When I woke up this morning, I knew a lot of stuff was coming at me. I could just feel it, but I blocked it out of my mind, and I knew what I wanted to achieve. And
if
we all do that, you stay on the path that you want to stay on, no matter you're getting that right and left pull to take you unbalanced, stay on it.
Right, but see, here's the point that she just made to you, and it's also a point that the word that you use that is actually messing with your frequency. The word "try," that's the first word, and excruciating. And her point
okay, we're going to break, so let's call in at 888-228-4494.
All right, we'll catch you guys in a minute.
Radio. A Hustler's Spirit, radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit, radio. A Hustler's Spirit, radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit, radio. Welcome back to A Hustler Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Hey, welcome back. We left on a very good point, and I want to have Judy and Ken and Greg really hit this point, and I really want them to hit that point. And the point is being conscious of what we're saying, even when we're talking about what we want to do. Now, Judy, you had made a statement to Ken, and make that statement again, and then I'm going to have Ken reiterate on what he said.
Okay, I said that when Ken said that, he said it was excruciating. If you change the languaging is everything, because languaging has a vibration of its own. If you change it from excruciating to amazing, I don't care how whacked it looks in front of you. If you change it to amazing, it immediately changes. It changes your consciousness. You begin to see it as an amazing opportunity, and your whole field of opportunity spreads out in front of you. It really does spread out in front of you. Then
well,
you can pick the
best.
Well, I think
when I got up
best
this morning, it was going to be a difficult. It was in me because I had so much stuff going on that it was going to be a hard task. But when I really, like, calmed down and got it, it turned amazing for me.
Yeah.
And maybe I didn't realize what was really going on, but after I calmed down and I did what I had to do, I didn't try. I went for it. I made some calls. Everything that someone said to me or promised me, I stayed on that. I let, even if they told me no, I even thank them for the opportunity to try to do what I needed to get done. And I moved forward. I had four people. I called the first three people, and no one could do what I needed them to do. But when I got the fourth person, he told me something, and I insisted, you know, that I knew in my heart that it was going to go my way, and it did.
That's good. May I add one more thing here? The subconscious mind does not recognize the word try. It will throw the word try into the failure bin. Just say you're going to do it. If nothing else, you eliminate the word try from your vocabulary, you just say you're going to do it.
And that's why we're trying to say, you when you put anything negative, like I know I'm going to have a bad day, you're giving power to that and you're creating that. Even if you feel that, as Judy was saying, you got to say, I'm going to have a fantastic day today. Because
well,
what you're doing
you,
is
you're
set.
You just took a brick off your back and you did that.
Finish, Greg.
No, I'm saying what you're doing is even though you may feel you're going to have a rough day, you're already are jumping past that moment and creating the next moment, which is going to be a fantastic outcome, which is what eventually happened for Ken is what I'm getting. But that's what I'm saying. No matter how you're feeling, that's what I'm saying. You always stay in a state of love and you always stay in a state of thankfulness and in a state of serving. And once you do that, things just pop like what happened to Judy today. Everything just starts falling into place and starts manifesting, and it's just miraculous.
Right. Now, what are you saying, Ken? What are you saying? Because I got something to add to that to give people out there that's listening a understanding of why do you stay in a state of love? Why do you stay in a state of gratitude? Why do you want to stay there? So we'll get that in a minute, but I didn't want to cut you off, man. And what were you saying?
Well, a lot of things, you know, like we're surrounded by people and just like my surroundings, they may not be favorable for me, but I stay on path, but they're coming at you, and I just do things to make my reality change. And maybe I'm saying the wrong words of trying, but I just try. I stay out of the way.
Right. But it takes time.
Press forward.
Right. But it takes time. See, it's just like trying to defrag your computer hard drive. You don't do it by clicking one button and then it's instantly done. You see how much time it takes to defrag it? Well, that's like picture your subconscious mind the same way. See, in just hearing somebody say, don't use the word try because it does this and it creates and the subconscious mind can't necessarily determine from that and you don't want to set that into motion. Just your awareness of it, you've changed multiple possibilities in your life by just saying, I'll try that. See, and that's being open-minded. Where a lot of people are so closed-minded, they won't even take that. You know what I mean? It does take time. It takes time. I've trained myself that I'm conscious of my language when it comes down to when I want to play things. And I'm beginning to be more conscious of my language even in the playful state. I've got to be conscious of it because there's some things hit my internals that people can say, and I really don't even want to be around it. You know what I mean? And then that makes me more conscious of what I say on a jokeful point. Because once again, if we realize that what we say, what we think, and what we do, because it's all energy, is logged out there. It's logged there. It's not going anywhere. Those waves are there. Then I think us as a people, as mankind, as man, as spirits being human, we will be more responsible for our actions and of our actions. And with that, if we can get a percent of people to see that, regardless of what field you're in and what you do, to remove those restrictions, I think that consciousness, man, is going to have such an uplifting in all of our lives. Because that's basically, and I can say this, what we need for the economical change. I mean, you see it if just the stocks go up 500 points. I mean, gas shot right up here in Cleveland. Right, gave you no more than 2 days after that. Because it's a war, the first sign of economical stability. And people start happy. People that don't even invest in stocks got happy when they see 500 points. Because they believe, once again, the dogma of if this happens, well, something else has got to happen. But in the metaphysical side or the spiritual side, we know that we can create those changes by just being aware of them, by just putting our concentrated attention on something. See, this is getting back to the whole line of the system that why were these systems in place for
to enslave you spiritually. When you look at all of the things, what is the easiest way to get somebody to do what you need them to do? Enslave their spirit. If you knock the spirit out of a person, then knock the spirit out of a group, then knock the spirit out of a whole sect of people, man, you got them. Not only that, what you've taught them and what you forced upon them, they'll also teach their kids. So you got generation upon generation of people that don't know because they haven't been taught or they've been defragged in another way or false teachings. But then you have a whole section of people out here that have left energy paper trails of what they've done. And that is the rich, the prosperous, and the wealthy. You see what I'm saying? So when people out here are saying, well, how did that guy do that? Or how did this group of people do that? Or how did the Western Hemisphere do that? You leave a electronic or electrical or a energy substrate of a paper trail. And all you got to do is follow the paper trail. What did you do? Well, we believe in this. Oh, my God. We believe that we control our fate. Oh, my God. We believe that we are masters of our destiny. Oh, my God. That's where I need to be.
You definitely have to be willing to accept and learn and learn your lesson, because, I mean, it can repeat over and over again if you never become aware that you're doing something wrong. It's just like you and I hanging together and people might say, well, they're two of a kind or something. That's just like the old phrase of saying, birds of a feather flock together.
That's a true statement.
It's a bunch of people that might congregate at the church or something that you saw, and they don't see anything different. And so something, someone or something in their spirit or something makes them change or say, hey, well, even in you, you say, well, I'm not quite getting that. You know, I don't feel that. I've got to see something different.
Right.
And you can put yourself in a situation with people and they can almost change how you are,
well,
you allow it.
You get energy exchange, and some of the energy exchange you do want, and you're drawn to it. I mean, if you see a person walk into a room, and let's say your back is even to the person, and you feel that person, that energy exchange, that dynamic exchange, that higher vibrating energy that just walked to that room, it got your attention. And not only did it get your attention, it got your attention on a subconscious level also. And not just you, on everybody else in that room, whether they consciously know it or not. It got them. Now, you say, we go back to Cadillac dude. We go back to Cadillac woman. Cadillac woman ain't did nothing jacked up. That woman went where there was more energy at. That means that man had trapped more energy in the form of money. He had more energy in how he looked. The guy took care of his body. That's what my people said. So this guy was a walking influence. You understand me? He was godlike. Now why wouldn't a person want to go to a more God-like environment? I mean, truthfully, this is what this whole spirituality movement is about. This is what the law of attraction is about. This is what all these laws are about. This is what everything is about, basically, is moving towards source. So all that woman did was take another level moving towards source. Now here come the other game plan. Now this is the game plan that put the juicy juice on something. If everybody, now let's go to my cousin. If he had stepped his game up, stepped his hustle game up, stepped his money game up, you understand me what I'm saying? Now we got forces going at one another. I don't mind them kind of forces.
Well,
you tell me what the outcome would
have
been.
Something better than what
my man.
Was. You know,
my
so,
man.
I mean, you can't say that it's a loss or something, or say that even though, because even just of the things that we do on a daily. Quite naturally, if you take in things in your body that aren't good, you can't expect a good body. But if you put good things in your body,
right,
then you can expect to be fueled.
Well, exactly.
Right.
But see,
you can be up on that level of the Cadillac dude.
That's where you want to be. You want to be there. That's what the whole point about it is. And when you get there, when you get your body, when you get those finances. See, I ain't got time to hear about nobody talking about they don't want no money. Don't come at me with no money root of all. I don't want to hear that. You get smacked in the face from that shit. Because that's one of the most bogus things I can ever look at. Energy is energy. And all of it's energy. Here's the bottom line. When you get that money, you get that money, you get that desire set with action. Look, man, that man was a channel for that woman to come. You can put it to however you want to put it to, and for more to come. And when something else vibrate higher than that broad, another one gonna take that broad place. That's just how it goes. You tell me if that's not exactly how the scientific world and the physical world that we believe in, how that functions out there right now, baby. That's just how it goes. So the whole game plan about it is for everybody to up their ante. And everybody up there, that's the competition part. That's the part that we welcome. Oh, you got something to come at me with? Well, I'm coming harder. But see, you can look at it in multiple levels. What does that mean? That means, oh, this dude got bigger biceps than me. This dude know more than me. Or this guy got more. So you can look at it not getting yourself lost in it, causing yourself restrictions, but you get it to pick yourself up. What do you do when you get around other money? What do you do when you get around wealthy people? What do you do when you get around people, you know what I'm saying, that you see as affluent? You want to be like that. That energy is a natural draw to it. But a man that wants to be sedate and stand and not move, you're going to lose it. Because all of this shit, no matter how we look at it, it's on loan anyway, pimp. It's on flat loan. So if you go get that Benz and you think you pay cash for it, it's on loan. Universe will take it back from you eventually. It's on loan. So we start understanding, and that's getting to a whole other level too, of detachment. Of detachment from these things. Detachment from outcome. See, going back to Judy's scenario, Judy was able to work that so quickly because in talking with her and in feeling her, Judy detached herself. That's part of the faith. She detached herself, yep, from the outcome. So it was, let me go on with my daily because I know it's going to take place. And she knew it without a drop. She didn't have no lack of faith.
Doubt.
It was the bottom line
no
to
doubt.
It. That's the activated ether in it. That's what activated that. So when you go out here and you think, well, maybe, the maybe just screwed you up. You can't. And everything that we ever done and anybody out there listening, the thing that you got in front of you is because you know you could do it. It was no doubt that you could do it. If I said, man, look, we got 3 months to go out here and make $100,000. And the first guy make that $100,000, man, you're going to treat whoever it is made it, you got to treat that person to a 7-day cruise. See, those are the kind of competitions people, but see, even getting back to that point, and I don't mean to jump over that, but she activated that. She activated it.
I got a point to add that's on the same line. Louise Hay says, it's like the cosmic kitchen. You put your order in to get your food. Now, do you get up and follow that waiter into the kitchen and make sure that they prepare it? No. You will have the faith that you put in the order and it's going to be made. And that's exactly what Judy did. She put in her order to the cosmic kitchen for what she wanted to manifest, and it happened. But the minute you try to...
my day with no thoughts, right?
Right. But the minute you try to micromanage, so to speak, or get in there and said, well, it didn't happen yet. Oh, what about this? And Judy and I have worked with people like that. That they want it, but then they take it right back again. Oh, well, it's not going to happen because I don't have the money or I can't do this. You're already bringing negative into what you just had positive. You see what I'm saying? You're wiping the slate clean again.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then that's where a lot of people can't recognize they start from square one. That's what I call the plunger effect. When you're plunging out a clogged drain, you're pushing and pulling with no movement. Push, pull, push, pull. So we got to watch that. But... and thinking and seeing what Ken talked about was once he seen on that last, whatever the event was, not getting to your private thing, but when you shifted to then say, you know what, this is going to happen, then it happened. Once you shifted and said, well, from a, it's going to be a difficult day, and then the other first three was this, and once you said, you know what, this has got to make it. It's got to make
it. I've been having good days, and I know that what I have in me, and I know that it's created, and once I put it out there, it's coming. And it came.
Right.
I didn't worry about it no more. Like I said, I relaxed.
Right.
And just calmed down, and I knew it was going to be there.
And that's a vital point, too, because in that relaxing, that is what
that's
you allow. That's stress-free for that moment of time, that belief, activation, that's where you're at your best. Because if you ain't relaxed, you're constricted. And the constriction, you ain't going to allow nothing in. So you got to be relaxed. And once you relaxed And that's the key, too, because we're going to get into these next couple shows of breathing. That's when I know you guys, Greg, I know that's your line of work with Reiki. I know it is, too, with you, Judy, with you guys, and with the Matrix and that scenario that get into. We'll get into that and let you guys take over from there by dealing with breathing and relaxation and setting up the fertilized ground for your manifestations. And that's a whole other line of things, too, because a lot of us, you know, people out there don't set those fertile grounds up. See, you're crying about what you want, but are you prepared for those things to come? So you got to set that. That's like, you can't be a farmer out there and you got jacked up soil. You got to treat that soil as the beginning base of the manifestation of the plant. So that's very important too. So if you're doing corn or whatever the hell you're doing, you got to make sure that you've got fertile ground for that. Fertile soil, enriched with love. That's the basic bottom line to it. It is the basic bottom line. And I think today, I think we hit some nice subjects today. And I think with two of you guys giving actual events that happened today, and I can say in my course of unfoldment, I have seen things happen within minutes to hours. You know, from months, then dropping down to days and dropping down to hours and to minutes and to seconds. And then, you know, you want to note those things and definitely humble yourself to those things. And then humbling yourself to all these things and all the experiences that come through and all of the challenges that come through, you allow yourself a closeness with infinite intelligence, with God. You allow yourself that humility, being humble. That sense of love is just a much higher vibrating frequency, and I think that's also very, very, that's most important to making sure that we manifest all of our things. And to give gratitude for the things that a lot of people perceive as being problems, but once you come across a certain amount of information, you know that they're not, that they're only challenges. You know what I mean? So that's most important. Any of you guys out there want to close with anything, man, be more than welcome to. I have enjoyed this show today. I really have. And we've got many more parts to do with this show. And, Judy, how you feeling out there, darling? You feeling okay?
Honey, I'm the happiest camper in the world. I got the prettiest web page you ever saw.
Judy.
And all I did was let go. You have to just let go. Put the intention out, hold your vibration high, and let go.
What is the website, Judy?
I'm sorry, go ahead, Doc.
We haven't named it yet. I'm so mad.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's just like boom, boom, boom. But she was gone by the end of the day, but I'll check in with her tomorrow. But keep your vibrations high. That's the most important thing. Keep centered on God. Keep centered on God. Don't try to do it yourself. Let God do it for you, because God knows a better way than we do.
You just got to ask for help.
That's perfect. I know a lot of statements are, we just need to step out the way and let Spirit take care of it. Mm-hmm. You know,
ask and you will receive.
That's right. That's right. That's
ask
right.
Ask and you will receive.
That's what I'm talking about. Ken told me he wants a bucket full. He said he don't want. I think you want a dump truck full, huh, Big Daddy? You don't want no bucket.
Why better with a bucket? Why better with a bucket?
Put in these bodies. It's just the body is just a buffer for us. And I mean, it's how much you want to put it out there.
That's right. I got my truck open, so I'm ready for it. Drop it in. Drop it like it's hot. That's what I'm talking about. Listen. You guys have a good one, man. Till next week.
You too. Love you.
All right. I love all you guys out there. I love myself.
Have a fantastic week. All right.
That's what I'm talking about, because I'm in love with myself, and I love myself. I love myself. I love myself every day.
Touching one soul at a time.
In the head with the love.
Y'all have a good one. Till next week. This is Jim Ferguson for Hustle Spirit Radio. We will see you next week.
Keeping it hard all day long.